Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hello, Annie. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great, Chris. We have art this week. A lot of times it sort of starts easy and then ramps up for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This one, you have three events that you have to go to on Tuesday. So it starts right away with a bang. There are two amazing openings and a book talk on Tuesday. Nick Nerburn with the Duluth Art Institute. He is the Duluth Art Institute spring, summer, fall resident, artist in residence. He's been working out of the Lincoln Park building, the Carnegie Library Lincoln Park space, and working with the Lincoln Park community. He has been amazing with how he has talked. I'm sure, talked to more people in Lincoln Park than I have in the space of 3 months. I mean, his artist practice is about connecting with people and people in the community. And he does that through Polaroid photography. And the show on Tuesday is going to be an exhibition in the storefront window of the Esmond Building. It's the old Seaway Hotel. So it's a building that's had a lot of history over the years in Duluth, and not all very positive history. So I love that his work is being shown in those windows as a way to start that healing process with that space. So he's actually, what's great is he's doing it in partnership. His first day in Duluth, he met an artist, Brad Tollefson, who is a former resident of that space, who is also a painter. And he said, you know what, I want to have you in the space as well. So Nick, again, like that, those kind of community connections that he's built through just those 3 months that he's been here have been really amazing. And he's doing a show with both him and Brad in those windows of the Esmond. So it's Polaroids of people from the neighborhood. It opens 5 to 7 on Tuesday. The Rambler is going to be there. The nature of a window exhibition is that it's actually open all the time, so you can see it all the time, which is going to be really fun. The Esmond is located at 2001 West Superior Street. Also Tuesday, over just a hop, skip, and a jump across the bridge at the Red Mug Coffee Shop in Superior is a opening for Miri Villard and Steve Boy. And this is, so Miri, if I start to talk about Miri, it will go on and on and on, because while she is young, she has done a lot and is very multi-talented and sort of has her, is connected. She's again, like Nick, a community connector and is connected to a lot of different folks in a lot of different programming. She's actually the cultural program coordinator at ICO. So a lot of the amazing exhibitions that you see at ICO are Miri's work. And she's also a painter. She does amazing portraits and surrealism as well. My favorite story of Miri is when we did a quick paint at the Duluth Art Institute outside, plein air painting. You know, everyone was sort of painting what they saw, and Miri painted sort of what she saw. She painted this beautiful sky, and then she painted this wonderful hot air balloon floating in the sky, and there wasn't a hot air balloon, but, you know, in her mind and in her brain and what she was painting, that's what she painted. So anyway, it's 5:30 to 7:30 at the Red Mug. It's her work along with this Ugandan painter that she got to know, Steve Boy, and he's back in Uganda now, but he has an amazing story of how he ended up in Duluth. He was homeless on the streets of Uganda and just had this compulsion to make artwork, and his paintings have a really wonderful fluid feel and talk about his life in Africa in a really interesting way. So you can hit both of those and then head up to the Tweed Museum, because Brock Allen is hosting their monthly book club, and the monthly book club topic is The Unknown Craftsman is the name of the book. And I always tell people you can always go to these events without the book club events without having read the book. I mean, sure, read the book. It's a really great book. It's by Japanese and British potters, ceramic artists, that have been in collaboration and looking at traditional aesthetics and historical traditional aesthetics of Japanese ceramic work in modern forms. But Brock Allen will welcome you and teach you about what's going on in that book, even if you haven't read it. Brock is a really dynamo ceramic artist here in our community. He has a big wood-fired kiln. He does big work. So if you see Brock, you'll see the artwork sort of matches the person. It's big, it's intense, it's powerful. So I'm excited to see what he has to say about the Unknown Craftsman book. And then Sunday, this coming weekend, is Femme Fest. The whole idea around Femme Fest was the Feminist Action Collective decided, you know what, there's a lot of music festivals in the area and around the world that are run by men, feature men. There's, you know, the percentage of women represented is pretty darn small. So we're going to do a music and arts festival that's all run by women, about women, for women. Men can come too, but the focus is female. And they are doing visual arts as part of that weekend. You know, music is a big part, but they have expanded it outward. And on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., there will be a panel discussion of women in art. So Sarah Brocky, Jamie Ratliff, myself. Sarah has an amazing show right now, the Reliquies of the Sacred Feminine. That's up at the 315 Gallery. So you can definitely, it'll be a fun way to get an insight into the art world from a female perspective in the Northland. So that's your week this week, Chris. It's a great one as always.
Thank you so much, Annie. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday Mornings here on Northland Morning.